Hey, Shalom, and welcome to the third series of Medrash Morsels. These are short, meaningful, and sweet chunks of Medrash designed for the whole family. Medrash Morsels for Parshas Pekudei. Did you know that the creator of the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, created all of the unborn neshamos in one single day? Yes, for the millions and billions of people that will ever be born since Maaseh Bereishis, Hashem created them all and put them in a holding place in Shamayim, in Gan Eden. When it's time for a baby to grow in its mommy, Hashem commands an angel, a malach, who is in charge of the ruchos. Hashem tells the malach to go fetch a certain neshama. Hashem describes the neshama by name and nature, and off the malach flies. In an instant, the malach returns with the ruach. The ruach is intelligent also. It knows to bow and to prostrate in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to the Ruach, you must enter into a little seed down there on earth. You're going to be in the neshama of a baby.
Ribbono Shel Olam, I like the world that I have existed in from the day I was created. Why do you want me to live into such gashmias? I am holy and pure. I have been created from a part of your glory.
Don't worry, my little neshama love. The world that I am sending you to will be better for you than staying where you have been until now. This baby is what I made you for, to be its neshama. Then Hashem forces the neshama into this world, and the malach puts the neshama into the growing baby. Inside the mommy, two other angels stay in there to make sure that the neshama doesn't leave, and so that the baby doesn't fall out either. There's a kind of miraculous candlelight over the baby's head. And the baby, or the neshama, is able to see all across the world with this light. During this time, the malach takes the neshama on a tour to Gan Eden, the part of Gan Eden that has the tzaddikim sitting around with great honor, and each with a crown of wisdom upon his head. The malach says to the neshama, do you know who these people are?
No, my master.
These that you see were formed in their mother's tummy just as you have been formed. They were born into the world and kept Torah and mitzvos. That's why they're enjoying the glory that you see them in now. You should know, neshama, that you too will soon be born. If you are good, you'll guard and keep Hashem's Torah, and you too will merit the reward just like these people. But if you don't keep the Torah, just know that you will end up somewhere else. That same evening, the malach takes the neshama on a tour of Gehenim, and he shows that over there, the Rishoyim are being beaten with fire sticks by punishing angels. The Rishoyim are calling out, ouch, ouch! But the punishing angels won't stop beating them. Neshamala, do you know who these people are?
No, my master.
These people who are being burned were born like you soon will be. But they didn't keep the Torah and the laws of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem said something and they didn't listen. That's why they deserve this disgrace that you see. Now pay attention. When you are born, be a tzaddik. Stay holy and pure like you are now. Don't become a rasha. It's not so hard. Hashem will help you. There is tshuva, just in case you make a mistake, and you'll be in Olam Haba. Later on, the malach takes the neshama on a tour to see the place where he will die and the place where he will be buried. And on another tour, the malach shows the neshama the entire planet Earth. He gets to see tzaddikim and rishoyim doing whatever they want because Hashem doesn't force anyone how to act. The tour of the world goes on until the malach has shown the neshama everything. That night, the malach returns the neshama into his mother's tummy. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu then seals the neshama inside until it's time. The baby grows for 9 months, and just as it's about to come out, the baby will flip around and be born head first. Another pella is that the baby eats whatever its mother eats during that time and drinks, but he never needs the bathroom. Did you ever think of such a wonder of Hashem? Just before it's time, the malach comes back and tells the neshama, your time has come to leave here and go out into the air of the world.
But dear Malchut, no! I don't want to go.
Why do you want to take me out into the air?
Now, Sonny, just as it was against your will that you were formed in the first place, it's against your will to be born. And also, you must later die, and after that, you must give an accounting of everything you did, good or chas v'shalom bad. And that will happen in front of the Melech, Malchei HaMelochim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the Malach said. But the Neshama refuses to go until the angel extinguishes his candle and pushes the baby out into the world air. The baby suddenly forgets everything it knew. Asks the Medrash, were you wondering why a baby cries when it's born? Now you know, because it loses its restful place, it doesn't know anything anymore, its wide world view within it was extinguished. What a wonderful world it was during those 9 months inside its mother's tummy. Now the new baby will have 7 stages of life. King, Chazir, Kid Goat, Horse, Donkey, Dog, and Ape. How so? Says the Medrash. A newborn baby is like a king. Everyone asks about the baby, and everyone wants to see the baby and hug and kiss him. He gets the honor of kings. But then, potty training and messes and dirty diapers like a chazir, a dover acher, like a P.I.G. But after that, the third stage comes. The child runs around jumping and dancing and prancing like a kid goat. So fun to play with. Then, the child grows and races with his friends like a horse. He grows strong until about 18 years old. And now, donkey. Just as a donkey carries things for people, so too a new chasam. He is strong enough to carry his wife's burdens. And he has his own children to care for. He must provide for everyone else, like a donkey who gives rides for everyone else. At about age 40, he is compared to a dog. A dog is really a chutzpahdika animal, because Hashem said that all animals should be afraid of humans. But the dog isn't afraid. He's man's best friend. A chutzpah, an animal being a man's friend? Well, a middle-aged man is like a dog because he's chutzpahdik in business. He's not ashamed to take chances in business. But at last, the 7th stage, he becomes like an ape. Go look at the Medrash yourself to see the comparison. So let's get back to our neshama. He's at the end of his life on earth. He's gone through his 7 stages, and our Malach returns to him. Hey, Neshamala, do you remember me?
Oh, yes. Where have you been? And why do you come today from all days?
I'm here in order to take you from this world. It's time to become Nifter. At that, the Neshama begins to cry and wail loudly.
You have already taken me out from where I wanted to be. Twice! Now you're going to do it again?
The Malach finishes the story by claiming, I already told you way before you must be formed. Against your will, you will be born. Then you must continue to live and then die. And against your will, you will have to give an accounting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for every action, word, and thought that you had during your life. And since you're Jewish, you are one of the special ones. Yes. Kol Yisrael, Yesh Lahem Chelik Li'olam Habo. You're guaranteed for a place in the world to come. For more stories, visit our website, musarstories.com.